spring is just around the corner. Although we do have a few, shall we say, awkward days by the sound of what the weatherman is saying to get to before we get there. Very important announcements, good news for everybody in the last couple of weeks, particularly on the summer meetings where there will be music. And you can now tell us exactly what music there will be, I think.
We can indeed. We're locked and loaded for our music acts. And you're right, give a couple of months, give or take, and the equine stars and the jockeys and all of the circus will be back with us on the Knavesmire, getting underway on Wednesday, the 17th of May, with the three fabulous days of the Dante Festival, the Albasti Dante itself, the Telesaurs Musidora, a couple of key classic form indicators there, and then all the joys of the Yorkshire Cup on the Friday. But let's while away after we've had this brief sort of setback to spring. Let's dream of summer days, and let's dream, more importantly, of summer nights. So Friday evening, the 28th of July, the only evening meeting that we have in our calendar, as well as seven fantastic races. On stage after that will be the Human League. So a little bit of an 80s throwback, 13 top 20 UK singles. Do we want them, baby? Yes, we do.
And then we move to Saturday.
We do. We do. It's a quick turnaround for the team. So we'll be up all night turning the site round ahead of an afternoon of racing on Saturday, the 29th of July, followed again by music from that big stage at the southern end. And on the Saturday, the 29th of July, it's a solo artist of some renown, Craig David, will be coming. As we said, he met a girl on Monday, took her for a drink on Tuesday. On Saturday, he performed at the races for her. So one of his many hits, 7 days. Expect to hear that. Some of his more modern stuff. And the same with the Human League. They'll be playing all of the classics on Friday evening, the Fascinations, and all of those sorts of big hits, as well as perhaps some of the lesser known things to get the place jumping. And that's what's magical about Music Showcase Evening. It's the combination of high-quality racing with a high-quality music performance and a bit of a party vibe on Friday the 28th, and again, slightly earlier in the evening on Saturday the 29th after the afternoon.
And the most important thing to stress is tickets are now available, and the sooner you book, the bigger variety of tickets, because I'm sure you've got, there are various categories of ticket, but once they're gone, they're gone.
Yeah, some of the most popular areas, the Premier Racing Lounge, the Melrose Club Lounge, absolutely have a capacity at sort of 130 or 180 heads. A little bit more room in County Stand and Grandstand and Paddock, but always good to make your plans early. Take advantage of the early bird discounts and take advantage of the group discounts. £37 if you can find five friends to come to either of those music events. If you want to just bring a picnic, you don't need to advance book. £15 into the clock tower enclosure. You will still be able to see the stage, just not as close. You want to get up close and personal to those two acts, the Human League and indeed to Craig David. Then you want to be in either Grandstand and Paddock or County Stand on Friday the 28th and Saturday the 29th. We're looking forward to that. If you're going, gosh darn it, I love my racing and music, that can't make that weekend, a little shout out for two Saturdays in our season where we've confirmed tribute acts, as the Partridge might have said, just a bit of fun after racing on Friday, on Saturday, the 27th of May, when Abomania, the leading tribute act to the Swedish Fab Four, will be back Saturday, the 27th of May, for a bit of Abomania. A new date in our calendar, Saturday the 23rd of September, we'll be remembering George Michael with Fast Love, the stage show that is a tribute to his many wonderful songs. So if you can't make the headline acts of the Human League and Craig David, maybe a little bit more relaxed, the tribute acts of Abomania on the 27th of May, or indeed Fast Love, the George Michael tribute on the 23rd of September. So 4 dates for your diary there when the racing action combines with a little bit of pop.
And just mentioning the 23rd of September, I assume there are more announcements to come, like what the race programme will be. And at this stage, I presume they're in the work in progress bin, are they?
We're just putting the final crossing of the final T's and the final I's to that. But it's going to be a competitive afternoon's racing action. I think if you're a handicap owner, you should be looking forward to the 23rd of September. It's going to be a card that'll be worth £200,000, give or take. We'll do the exact program in the next couple of weeks. Keep an eye for that. But that's a brand new day for York. But we know its place. We know there are eyes elsewhere that day, not geographically as close to us. So we're looking forward to being able to do something for maybe a different group of owners and have a different feel with that George Michael tribute on Saturday, the 23rd of September.
And one final thing to mention, of course, you can now book for anything you want during the course of York's 2023 season. Tickets for all 4 days of the Ebor, the Skybound Ebor Festival in August, all that now on sale just at the click of various buttons on this website.
You can indeed follow the website. All 18 days are available. The ones that I would urge you, if you're interested in the Melrose Club Lounge or the Premier Racing Lounge, because those have that fixed capacity, they're the ones that will go first. So if that's your fancy to maybe celebrate a special birthday, then click away, but click quickly.